Going to use three passages of Scripture this morning talking about giving thanks and being a thankful people and what our purpose is and how we can become thankful people in a world that gives us a lot of stuff not to be thankful for. Circumstances that seem difficult to give thanks in. And the first passage I want to look at is from Psalm 136. If you have your Bibles with you, you will see that it gives a line. And then the line that follows is, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. So the psalmist has given us instruction to give thanks to God. His love endures forever. And I want to talk about that for just a moment. God's love, the most powerful force in all the universe, the most powerful thing that exists is the love of God. And the psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. And I want to talk about that last phrase, for it is repeated not just in this psalm, but over and over and over again throughout Scripture. That phrase, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Both my daughters were cross-country runners. And you can go out and watch a track meet and watch a 100-yard dash. And while there is great effort, there's not great time, hopefully, in the 100-yard dash. And so it is not an endurance race. But when you get up to a 3-mile run or a 6-mile run or a marathon, we talk about endurance. See, endurance is effort over time. Endurance is effort through obstacles. The love of God endures. The love of God endures. You see, something can last and may not endure. This or any other object, I could sit here and come back in a month or a year or several years from now and it would still be sitting there. It lasted. It didn't go through anything. Endurance is a different thing, and the love of God endures. The love of God endured the first couple made in His own image with a garden created just for them to live in with very few constraints. And yet, they slapped the face of God. But His love endured. It endured the surgical removal of evil with the flood, which must have been terribly painful for God. But His love endured. It endured an unfaithful bride of Israel as they ran about and chased other gods. But His love endured. The need to send His Son from on high, knowing what would happen to Him. And His love endured. Watching what they did to His Son, innocent. Watching what they did, His love endured. Through my sin, the love of God endures. Through your sin, the love of God endures. Through the way people in this world treat each other, the love of God endures. It lasts over time across obstacles. The love of God endures. Our endurance, whether it's walking or running or being patient, whatever it is, our endurance always will eventually falter. Right? Even young men grow weary, even youth trip and fall, but God never falters. He never fails, and His love endures how long? Forever. From the beginning of time through today and on into eternity, the love of God through all our faults, through all the obstacles that we would present to God, through all our faults, all our failure, all our sin, all our disobedience, the love of God endures forever. So it maintains that it is always available, always ready, always welcoming us back, always welcoming the newly found in. Because the love of God endures and endures forever. So one of the ways that we can help ourselves become thankful people is to remember that regardless of everything else that's taking place in the world, the love of God endures forever. The second passage I'd like to offer up this morning is from 1 Thessalonians, Paul's writing, and I use this passage often. Be joyful always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, it's important to remember that this verse does not say give thanks for all circumstances, but give thanks in all circumstances. Amen? God does not cause the bad things that happen to us. But in the midst of those things, God is present. In the midst of those things, God is present. And we can read further things that Paul wrote to know that if we turn to Him, even in the midst of the worst circumstances, God is working things out for our good. In the midst of the worst circumstances, whatever the world has thrown at us, if we turn to God, He is working for our good. And so, to give thanks in all circumstances, for that is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. See, it is the nature of the non-believer to be unthankful. But it is the nature in us. If we have Christ Jesus in us, if we have the Holy Spirit in us, it is our new nature to be thankful. Paul wrote similar words, right? From where? From a prison cell, beaten in chains, in the middle of the night, singing praises to God. Not thankful that he was chained, but thankful that in the midst of all that, the God of the eternity was present with him and present with us in every circumstance. So it is important to remember that it's not God that causes the evil. It is not God that causes the sin, the things that sinful people might do to us. But it is God who will help us respond. It is God who will walk through that with us, never falling, because his love endures. When we fall, he picks us up. And so it helps us to be thankful because we need to and are given the ability to look above and beyond the circumstance that we might be in at the moment and know that God has something better on the other side. Now, that the other side may be 10 minutes from now, it may be 10 weeks from now, it may be in glory. But it is certain. It is certain that it is there. You know, the promise of a better life in this world, God did promise a life abundant with his blessings, but not a life free of hardships. You know, we read through Stephen and Paul and Peter. These guys had rough lives. Hard lives, painful lives. And yet, they did give thanks to the God whose love endures forever. And then James, in the first chapter, we talked a little bit about the book of James last week, about faith and deeds. In verse 16, don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of the truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. There's multiple ways to look at this passage. And the first one is, let us not be deceived about where the good stuff comes from. If you have something that's good, it came from God. Now, he may have enabled your efforts, right? He may have given you strength. He may have given you discernment and guidance so that the fruit, the work of your hands might have been fruitful, but the good gift is from above. So do not be deceived. The good gift is always from God. If it is not good, it is not from God. And if it is good, it is from God. And God has given us so many blessings, so many things. And we look at things that are blessings or things that we should have, that should be blessings. Health is a blessing. A good relationship is a blessing, is a gift from God. If those things are not good in our lives, it is not because God has shortchanged us in our giving. It is because the world, the enemy, has attacked those things and drawn away the good from those things. Or we have turned away from the good in those things. But it does not take away from the good thing which God has given us. So don't be deceived about the provision, where it comes from. And don't be deceived about what causes it to go bad or what can restore it. Every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of heavenly lights. You know, when the Jewish people, that was one of the terms they used for God, the Father of the heavenly lights, as they looked at the sun and the moon and the stars and know He created them. But when they see the sun and the moon and the stars as we do, there is a change through the day and a change through the seasons of how they appear. So James goes on to say, even though he is the Father of the heavenly lights, he does not change like those shifting shadows. So the good and perfect things that God put in place in this world that we can read about through creation and on forward through His Word, those things are still given to us, still offered to us, and are still good. The perfection that God had in mind for man when He placed him in the garden, that's still available to us. We don't see it in November 2011, but it's there. It's a time coming when it will be restored, but we are already living in that kingdom now, in the process of its restoration. We are living in the kingdom of God now, in that good and perfect gift that God gave us, and that is still a good and perfect gift. The enemy attacks everything that God gives us as good and perfect to try to take our attention, our focus off of God. And we can look at relationships. We can look at things that are not appropriate to talk about here, but things that we know are problems in this world. Things that were gifts from God but have been turned and twisted and perverted by the enemy so that we would see it as something else, use it for something else. But the purity of the gift from God never changes. And every gift that He ever gave is good for us now. And we will see it again. We will see it again in its perfection. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. I know, you know, we all know that this world is a hard place to live in. And we talk about that frequently. The world is a hard place to live in. From personal issues to local to national to worldwide issues, the world is a tough place. But there is a wellspring of goodness. It is so vital that we look for the good that comes from God and understand the source. It's like standing at the edge of the ocean and watching even the tiniest of waves splash at your feet. The water didn't begin to exist a few inches or a few feet away from where you are. The water didn't begin to exist even on the horizon as far as you can see. But there are depths of the ocean in the middle of the ocean. And water that pours into the oceans from all over the world and create this great body of water that you can walk down to and see the wave and see it lap at your feet, but know its source is somewhere much greater that provided that. And we can see any good gift and know its source. And there may be a time when we don't think we can see God. We don't feel like God is present, but our feelings are not a good indicator of the presence of God. Our feelings are not a good indicator of His goodness. And our feelings are not a good indicator of whether or not we should give thanks. Because even the tiniest thing that's good in your life, when all else around you is dark, when all else around you is troubling or painful or sorrowful, when you look and you can see the tiniest bit of good, you can look past that and see its source. And know that God is still on His throne and that He still loves you with a steadfast love that endures forever and overcomes whatever it is you've done and whoever it is you think you are. There is a light from God. There is a gift from God. There is goodness always from God. So what I would like to ask you to do this week is look for the little bit of good things. Look for something that's good in your life. Look for something from your parents or from your husband or your wife or your children or something you see someone do. Look for some goodness and understand where the source is. Look for the source. Take that moment and remember that the only reason that good exists is because there's a God in heaven who's pouring goodness down. And it's trickling into different areas in the world. And sometimes you might see it as a great flood, and sometimes you might see it as a tiny drop, but there is always goodness. So this week, whenever you see anything that's good, regardless of what else is going on in your life, when you see anything that's good, take a moment and pause and give God thanks that He is pouring goodness out on you. So that even in whatever your circumstance is, good or bad, in that moment, be thankful. Because God sees you and He knows who you are. And He loves you. It is Thanksgiving week, and I know that holiday has a lot to do with some other things in our history, and that's fine and good, and we should celebrate those things, but don't forget the source of the good. And use this week to make yourself a more thankful person than you've ever been. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.